This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will make an official visit to Beijing starting Thursday, the second top U.S. official sent to the number two economy in the world in a matter of weeks, in an ongoing effort by President Joe Biden to stabilize relations with China. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
A senior Treasury official said Sunday that Yellen will meet with senior Chinese officials on a broad range of issues. Those include U.S. concerns about the impact of China's new anti-spying law on foreign firms that operate there. They also say Yellen's visit is part of a push by President Joe Biden to stabilize the relationship between the world's two largest economies and minimize the risk of mistakes when disagreements arise. China's finance ministry on Monday confirmed Yellen's visit from July 6th to the 9th. It comes just weeks after Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Beijing and agreed with Chinese leader Xi Jinping to ensure the two countries' rivalry does not veer into conflict.
France's mayor calls on the public and elected officials to hold rallies opposing nearly a week of violent protests, even as the first signs emerged that the unrest was beginning to ease. Ukraine says its forces clawed back small clutches of territory from Russia last week as part of a broader counteroffensive, while Moscow claims it foiled an attempt to kill the head of annexed Crimea. An international office to investigate Russia over its invasion of Ukraine opens in The Hague, in the first step towards a possible tribunal for Moscow's leadership. Israel kills at least seven Palestinians in a large-scale military raid, including drone strikes on the occupied West Bank, which the army labels an extensive counterterrorism effort. This is VOA News. Politicians and activists are divided on the potential repercussions of a series of U.S. Supreme Court decisions this past week. While some praise the conservative justices who make up a majority on the nine-member court, others are questioning whether their rulings will hurt some minorities. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias explains, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has a different perspective.
The LGBTQ community, according to critics, could be the target of new forms of discrimination after the court's conservative majority sided with a business owner who refused to provide services to same-sex couples. In Pence's opinion, it was a victory for religious liberty.
That strong conservative majority also affirmed the right of every American to live, to work, to worship according to the dictates of their conscience.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Excessive heat warnings are expected to continue through today in many areas across the United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On Sunday, Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding communities flirted with a high of 115 degrees, and the National Weather Service is forecasting 116 degrees today. That's just 2 degrees off the record high for that date set in 1907. Then, temperatures are expected to drop a few degrees for the next 3 days. In Nevada, the first excessive heat warning of the summer continues through this evening for the Las Vegas metro area. The high in central Las Vegas on Sunday was near 112 degrees, with 113 degrees predicted for today. In Southern California, excessive heat warnings and advisories are extended through today for inland areas east of Los Angeles. I'm Donna Warder.
A Russian arms dealer freed last December in a prisoner swap for U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner has been chosen as the candidate of a far-right party for a seat in a Russian regional legislature. That's what a Russian state news agency reported. Viktor Bout, once dubbed the Merchant of Death by the United States, served 10 years of a 25-year sentence in U.S. prisons on arms-dealing charges until his release in the prisoner exchange with Griner, who is an Olympic gold medalist. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.